Jonathan, that was beautiful. Let go of the shore. Float into the mystery. I love that. I love the mystery. And I love the enlightenment that comes when we allow ourselves to float into the mystery. One of the other things I was going to share with the children this morning is from Rumi. I am not this hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within. We identify so often with the external usness instead of the internal I-ness, we-ness. This is a new month. We have a new theme from our Centers for Spiritual Living, which is our international association. And the December theme is Spiritual Living Through Integrity. And I can't think of a better way to begin a month of integrity than being true to ourselves, our true selves. And their quote is, we stand together in a shared commitment and devotion to our spiritual principles, practices, and values. We embrace the quality of being honest and strive to let our inner convictions match our outer activities. We express wholeness, honesty, and fairness in our relationships and in our activities. Well, Eric Butterworth, whom we love, says, the great truth taught by the mystics of all ages is life is lived from within out. This means that the whole universe is concentrated at the point where you are. The most profound knowledge that you can attain is that your whole existence flows forth inexorably from a universal process which is always from within out. Let's think of the acorn. It has within it an entire oak tree. It's already there. It's ready to develop itself once planted and nurtured properly. And the same is true with us, isn't it? We are within us, we are the Christ, the avatar, the compassionate Buddha. We are that great center of spirit wishing to express. Isn't that wonderful to remember? And this time of year, there is so much beautiful expression of spirit going on with Hanukkah coming and Christmas coming. And oh my goodness, Reverend Mike and I just go to everything. We had a wonderful time Friday night going to the Westchester Christmas parade. Were you there? It was amazing. Oh my goodness, the marching bands. I get excited because in high school I was a majorette, you know, so give me a band and I want my, you know, twirl my baton. It was wonderful. They had all kinds of representation. It was beautiful to be there and feel at one with the spirit of love that was so fully present there. Then yesterday, we went to Greenwich Village to the village temple, because my cousin June, who lives in New York, and we've connected so much since we've been here on the East Coast, it's wonderful. She has triplet granddaughters, and yesterday at the village temple, we got to experience their Banat Mitzvah. Now, I'd never heard the word Banat before. Banot, thank you. I have my in-house Jewish scholar, whom I also sometimes refer to as our cantor. And it was so wonderful, Callista and Madeline and Gabriella. Banot means daughters of the commandments. So it was so wonderful to be so fully present, experiencing the beauty, the music, the meaningfulness, the throwing the candy. You do that at the end. You throw candy at the boy or the girl, the boys or the girls, who have just completed their mitzvah. But the rabbi suggested that we throw it gently, and we did. We were very, very gentle. These girls are beautiful. But what a delight it was to be so fully present. I can enter any temple, any church, and any Islamic society, any Buddhist temple. And I can enter any holy place, including under the oak tree that the acorn grew into, and love feeling that divine presence, feeling my real self connecting with others' real selves. So how beautiful it is when we dwell with brothers and sisters, and that's what we're about. That's what we're all about. Touching that center of love and wisdom within us and finding the true self and being true to that self is our spiritual adventure that we're all on. That's the starting point of all creation. And this know thyself, it's know thy true self. Yes, know what you do for a living, know your place in the family and in the community, and do all those things very well. And we'll do them even better when we do everything we do from that divine presence within us that is always seeking to express through us. Each morning, part of my spiritual practice is so simple. Beloved, open my heart, illumine my mind, and guide my hands that I might be the presence of love in the world today. So simple, so true. By touching the center of love and wisdom within us, we can bring that beautiful expression of divine life into the world, as Anne suggested so beautifully this morning. Patience in line, unconditional love on the freeway. We can be our best, the best versions of ourselves. It is the powerful manifestation of divine life expressing through us. We get to be the vehicles, the instruments, just as Francis said, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Make me an instrument of thy joy. Make me an instrument of thy healing and wholeness. We can determine what qualities of the divine we wish to bring into our lives each moment of every day. That divine life expressing through us, it creates a life filled with expression, creative expression. You see, we were created to be co-creators. So once we touch that divine presence within us, and remember who we are. Once we identify with and align ourselves with that presence and that power, that love and that wisdom, then we get to utilize our creative power, because there is a creative intelligent activity moving through us all. It's universal. Everybody has access to it. And we then can begin to live from the inside out by formulating a divine idea, by creating that mental equivalent of the desired good we wish to experience in our lives and to see happening in the world. A spiritual prototype. Oh, yesterday it was so beautiful when my second cousin, the mother of these beautiful triplet girls, at the end, she spoke to each one of them. They all were there. They had completed everything so beautifully. Their Hebrew was, even better than mine. It was so sweet as she spoke to each one. We got to know that I hadn't seen them since they were in strollers. And so it was so precious to me to see what beautiful young women they are now, and how they are now taking their place in society through this wonderful congregation to which they belong, that they are now expected to become adults and to do their part to repair the world and to make it a better place. And as she spoke to each one, and said, "You were always the silly one, even when you were just little. You made the others laugh. I don't know how you did that." And then the other one, "Oh, you're so athletic, and you're a surfer, and you're so good at science." And she's speaking with each one, and we're getting to see their beautiful qualities and who they are becoming as responsible, young, beautiful adults in this world. It's wonderful. I cried through the whole thing. They were really good tears, though. I couldn't help it. Reverend Mike looked at me like, "Are you okay?" "Yeah." "I'm fine. This is juicy. This is delicious. I love it." And when we open our hearts to each other, we really feel our true selves, and we acknowledge and experience the true self of the others as well. Speaking of mystery, Ernest Holmes, you've heard of him. He's our founder. "Cosmic consciousness is not a mystery. It is the self-knowingness of God through humanity. The more complete the operation of that power, the more complete is our conscious mentality. For the illumined do not become less, but more themselves. The greater the consciousness of God that we experience, the more complete must be the realization of the true self, the divine self." That's hardly a secret. It's the truth that is within each and every one of us, that we have the ability to remember the I am that I am, to remember that beautiful, loving, creative, nurturing, wise, wonderful, illuminating, inspirational power that resides within us all, and then to begin to see it within each other, no matter where we happen to be. There's one, only one. You and I are individualized manifestations of that one. Every talk that Ernest Holmes gave, whether it was for 2,000 people at the Wiltern Ebell Theater in Los Angeles, or on the radio, or on television eventually, began it with, if you know it, you can say it with me, "There is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it." And then, when I was completing my ministerial studies, my beloved Earl Barnum, Barney, said to us, "Please remember this. There is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and it can use you." It can use you. It can use us all. It needs us all. Just as those little girls who are getting ready to now to do their part to make society and this world a better place. Some rescuing animals, some working with helping women speak up. We take this beautiful power, and it is a power for good. Oh, do people sometimes use it upside down and inadvertently, or advertently, is that a word, on purpose? Do people sometimes use this power and things happen that we don't care for in the world? Yes, they do. But we must remember that there are not two powers. There's not good and evil. That's something that humankind made up. In fact, many, many years ago, I've always been involved with interfaith groups, and this was in Palo Alto, and we would have all-day retreats sometimes. And one of the rabbis said specifically to a couple of the Christian ministers, "You know, you guys created sin." The story of the Garden of Eden and the fall, they said, they didn't do anything bad. It was a coming of age story. Remember, there were two trees. The tree of life. We don't talk that much about the tree of life. That's remembering to use the power for good. But then there is the tree of the appearance of good and evil. That's the tree of duality. Do you know how many people in this world eat from the tree of duality every day? Turn off your televisions. Once in a while, or at least late at night. We have a choice of using this power in a way that it was intended to be used, to love each other, to lift each other up, to hold each other when we're hurt, to guide one another when we're lost or confused. And many times, this power is used inadvertently for something other than good, because people have not yet come to the point of realization of how incredibly powerful we are. Too many times we believe, oh, well, that's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do about it. But there's not a power of evil. There is a power for good, which is used wrongly at times. So you and I and all of the other beloved carriers of the light, and we are that, can utilize this wonderful power of love and wisdom to make a difference first in our own lives, in our own homes, in our own offices, in our neighborhoods, and then find that there are ripples that go out into the world. You drop that little pebble in and the ripples go out, and you will never know how far reaching that could be. Everything begins inside and flows out. And Lao Tzu over 6,000 years ago said, everything is healthy that flows with the universe. Flows from inside out. And things aren't so healthy if they're not flowing. Circulation, universal divine circulation, is an important concept for us. And we know that if there are things that need to be released, we release them with gratitude and love, in order to make room for something more wonderful to occur in our consciousness and therefore in our lives, because everything begins on the inside. And the ideas and the desires that I'm formulating now within my own heart and mind will be received by the universal law of mind, which Jesus taught about so clearly. As you sow, so shall you reap. What are we planting in this great creative soil of the mind, the one universal mind of which we're all a part? What are we sowing? And what we sow, we reap. So let's be intentional. Let's be conscious. Let's be compassionate. Let's be clear when we're planting those seeds that we want to grow in this beautiful field of universal consciousness. Do you realize how important you are? How powerful you are? How wise and how loving you are. Why? Because there's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is whole, complete, and perfect. That life is your life and my life and the life of every sentient being now and forever. How good it is to come back into this awareness, to feel that divine self that is expressing into and as each one of us. And so from that place of clear awareness, we become those great co-creators that we were designed to be. By the way, do you know you have designer genes? It's true. It's already within us. So we're formulating fresh ideas, mental equivalents, spiritual prototypes, and we're experiencing unity when we open our hearts and our minds to realize that within everyone is this fountain of life that is flowing. Let's let it flow from inside out. Let's not let too much of what we hear out there in the world to start pressing in on us. Because what happens is then we become not so helpful for ourselves or for the world when we're allowing ourselves to be affected by something out there. Remember, Ernest Holmes was asked many years ago, well, what is this philosophy going to do for the world? What do you expect your spiritual movement to do to make a difference? And he simply said, it's to lift the collective unconsciousness, to lift the collective unconscious, borrowing that term from Jung, to lift the collective unconscious, which I take very seriously. It means that every positive, loving, uplifting feeling, thought, and idea that I have makes a difference. It's the pebble in the pond moving out. And that is the way to guarantee that we won't be negatively affected by what people are saying, or ain't it awful? We don't want to awfulize. We want to spiritualize. So I am not affected so much by what's going on around when I am allowing myself to be that beautiful fountain, as we all are, of life and love and wisdom and compassion and joy. Joy. Joy is a great one. We must never forget joy. Let's not get so serious that we forget joy. It's an attribute of God. Know thyself, thy divine self that's within us all. Know that you and I are instruments through which the creative intelligence flows. That's awesome. The creative intelligence flows in through and as each one of us. How are we directing it? Once we remember who we are, once we connect with that divine self, we're much more inclined to use the creative intelligence intelligently, to use this power for good. The power for good, use it for good. Will you say with me, divine life flows into my every experience.
Divine life flows into my every experience.
It blesses every activity.
It blesses every activity.
It enhances each relationship.
It enhances each relationship.
I delight in expressing my true self.
I delight in expressing my true self.
As I live from the inside out.
As I live from the inside out.
And so, my beloveds, begin us our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit, and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.